Yeah, no.
Need a motion on the minutes?
Motion.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who's doing the financial update, anybody?
I am doing the financial update, and Keith's absent, he's having surgery, shoulder surgery.
He could have scheduled around the meeting.
He tried, yeah.
I'll call myself.
So there really hasn't been any change since the board meeting. The schedule of insurance that was requested is attached to the end of the financial update. Our auditors will be here on the 21st of February to start the audit. And so, let's see what else we have here. So we have a treasury, a FAD treasury scheduled to mature on the 31st. And so it'll be rolled into a new treasury at a rate to be determined. The current investment is at 0.125%. Estimated replacement for a 6-month term is approximately 4.5%. And that's it.
Any questions?
Yeah, on this, do we always usually have something going back to 2012 again? This is stupid.
Yeah, we always go back to inception.
Every report goes back to inception.
To inception, yeah.
I'm just looking at all the encumbrance ledger stuff. I just realized it was 2012.
Well, that would be inception, right?
Yep.
Maybe I misread. Maybe there's no 2012 on here.
You're reading contract, did you?
Oh, I'm reading the top here. It says from 2012. Oh. But there's nothing there from 2012. So my question really is, have we always gone, because I don't see the data. Am I missing something?
So it's all active projects since 2012.
I would agree with you. We usually don't see the expanded version of this.
So this is just stuff that's still active between now and since we started. That looks like it's probably that, because it's only the last couple of years. Well, I do see one from 2017, YMD 601D.
There's a couple, 17.
Well, that's an intro. Yeah. I'm just looking at the one that says, a summary encumbrance ledger contract balances all current projects. But that has 1-1-2012 through 12-31-2022.
I'm thinking this might be for years 6 through 10 only. Because all of those projects look like
I just
6 through 10. They're not
this before, like this?
From
again,
2012.
I'm saying usually what we get is a 2-page sheet.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why
this is a little bit more detailed than we usually get.
Yeah, this is exactly what was provided at the board meeting at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, so it's likely that Keith just pulled exactly what was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yes, nothing's changed from then.
Yeah. It's only things could change that fast.
Yeah.
So you need to really explain a little more on that. Skip over. Right?
Anybody else good?
The only other thing I want to bring to everyone's attention is that Sikla, Torsha, Allen, and Churchill have merged with RBT. So, and we have not received the engagement letter yet. So we're waiting for that as well.
This is for the audit?
Yes.
Do you anticipate that coming soon?
February 21st. Well, okay. The letter, yeah, we should be getting.
Okay.
Within the next week or so, the engagement letter. Yep.
Do we need to do any action on that, or we just have to accept it?
Yeah, it's just signed.
We just have to acknowledge, in case we have any contracts with them, I guess. Or we just have to acknowledge
right.
The name change, EBA or whatever it is.
I mean, I think technically, you know, you should be comfortable that RBT is a firm that you want to work with, but they're well known and. I'm sure probably some of you have used them already, right? Oh, okay. You know somebody up in the Hudson Valley, they're not known to you guys? Okay.
I'm not familiar with it.
I'm not familiar with it.
has been using the other firm for years.
Right, right, right. That the other firm is a smaller firm. But, yeah. I think RBT did have another couple of firms locally too. So.
The way the world's going, yeah. He's eating everybody else.
And then they get big and they go, it's too small of a contract, we really don't want to do that.
Yep.
They get big and it's all about the sales.
I had to go out to get somebody to work in a building. I had to send the bid out 4 times. I finally got one person.
That's crazy.
We met with 5 painters and I finally just got one person to bid. And they're painting 2 rooms in a hallway and the union guys are like, yeah. And the other guy's like, yeah, I don't want to do it. Department of Labor, I don't want to.
The letter that you got said that they were not increasing the rate from the contract that they gave you already, right?
Well, I think that's probably the same.
Yes, but I'm seeing a lot of increases in audit rates. I don't know about you guys, but
we're not
even after
rate increases across the board.
Right, right, but especially with audit firms, I'm seeing them. So just be prepared for next year, I guess I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Might want to.
So Keith is Winsky. I know he's having. I think it was Hamler's number, something like that.
Yeah.
So is he going to be back in time for the audit stuff? I think it's.
Oh yes, yeah. He'll be back. He's hoping by the end of next week he'll be in office.
Okay. If he needs, and I'll talk to him.
Okay.
By the way, Joanne doesn't have any USB backups of anything.
No.
She just said
yeah,
two,
we didn't. Well, we
drives,
do have
right?
the backups. Yeah, but they were. There's nothing in those files.
Yes, I told them. I said there's no data.
Okay, reporting and filing dates.
Okay, so on the reporting and filing dates, we're almost at full compliance here. We have a few people outstanding, which we will get those in, I'm confident. And the only item that there is an update to on the front other than what is already in here is that the 1099s were sent out yesterday by the auditors. So that's the only addition.
Who gets 1099s from us? Some of the summer folks?
Not the contractors themselves, but people like appraisers.
Vendors who are not
title agency. Yeah.
Vendors who are not corporate entities.
Okay.
So we have a few.
So there's no, okay.
And that's it.
So this,
go on.
Okay.
For the project updates, to feed off the reporting and filing, the DEC annual report will be going next week, so the 31st is just summary of.
By the way,
what worked on
I can finally read this. This is great. I came out here with headaches before.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
The construction is set to begin on New CNTR 801 as we've just got the agreement in from Army Corps of Engineers yesterday afternoon, which means we can begin building towards construction. We'll set up that's not DEB property, municipal property, so we will set up following the requirements of the land use permit, a pre-construction meeting with DEB, and have it kicked off. The hope is still to have everything in place for the spring planting season, but we'll see how effective contact construction can be getting through everything. If we miss that season, then, of course, the fall one will be here before as well. Next.
Send me the copy of the
yes.
DOE.
Yes. The next set of projects to go out before construction will be one in Pound Ridge, PRCR 601, Kent BC 830, CNC 1000, and SAM 1015. So that's Pound Ridge, Kent, Portland, and Somers. The project that's out right now is in Kent BC 830, which is a FAD project involving installation of catch basin inserts in the area of Rambler Road and Seven Lakes Drive. The some final designs are expected to be coming in from a group of projects that will need some planning board approvals, but are expected to go into construction shortly thereafter. One in Lewisboro for stream stabilization, two in Yorktown for subsurface infiltration. Those projects together will amount to about 60 kilograms. So that's a big chunk that we can knock off coming into the spring that we're looking forward to. If there's any specific project questions, happy to answer them. We're still working towards the goal of right around 1,012 kilograms for the DEP's request. As those designs come in and approve, that number will continue to meet that number that DEP set for us, and we'll keep pushing ahead with all of the projects as they are. In the O&M, we had the last day for submittals for O&M was last Friday. Most municipalities did submit, some elected not to for whatever reason. But those final costs are being evaluated and audited in-house here. The board will send out all the letters to the towns identifying whether or not you owe money or to expect money from the corporation from the O&M program. Those letters will go out before the audit comes up. Because we like to be able to show the auditors as they come in here that we've already responded to the towns and notified them of any change in costs that are coming up. After we go through that process, the entire O&M program flushes out usually by the May, June area. That's when we can expect to be releasing checks to individuals after we process payments that have come in. And I think that I don't expect that schedule will change. And
so what happens to the people that haven't sent their numbers into it?
They have no documentation for this year, and they're responsible for the pay, regardless of whether they did O&M this year or not.
These are for completed projects, correct?
Right.
Right. So the one that I submitted last year, I think we spoke about it.
Yeah.
That's being considered for this year's
O&M,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be included. We'll get that in.
Which towns were they, you know?
Yorktown did not submit anything. Okay. If I'm correct, for everybody else, it was for the most part. But then there's the other towns that just didn't have.
Corlin also did not submit.
Corlin did not submit as well. Corlin's one project that we had checked on. I wasn't surprised to not see a submittal from them because there was very little work that needed to be done if they didn't get to it. But Yorktown's a big one. Yorktown's got a lot of projects, and they should have submitted.
We'll
have to work with them to make sure it gets taken care of.
You want?
So did we reach out to them and find out why?
Yeah, and we'll be supplying a packet of corrective measures we expect for the spring. But the answer to why is never sufficient. To put it kindly.
Okay. Yeah. It was Dan, right?
Yeah, Dan is the town engineer, and there's a lot to teach down there, I think, for what maintenance has to be done and still required as part of the program. There's still
plus Matt was working on something else, obviously.
Yeah.
Tom Diane is pretty new at this.
I expect this to be very new to Tom.
Did they receive maintenance requirements for their practices?
Yes. No different than anybody else.
Yeah.
They just some cases they did stuff, just never submitted any bills. Needed to do more work.
If they can still get them in, is it running value for them this year, or is it time's passed?
Time's passed.
I wouldn't even mention it to them.
Yeah.
Well, do they normally pay or get paid? That's a big question.
They normally have a very large number. They have had to pay. If they did their maintenance, they would not have to pay anything.
Right. What did they do last year? Did they get a check or did they pay a check?
Well, the problem is Westchester County is paying them, so they may not give a crap, which is not a good situation.
Without the Westchester County element, they had to pay. They made whole in the end, but they would have.
So the corporation will be shy money being paid into it from your town, but it'll be made whole by Westchester County because you're just going to submit a bill anyway.
Well, who approves the Westchester County bill?
Right, or no?
Can I just imply to them that they need to?
So the bottom line in this is they have a number they have to pay. If they did O&M, they would have to pay less.
I got it.
Right? So at the end of the day, they have to pay more.
Right. That's fine.
But because of the O&M agreement with Westchester,
if they're not maintaining their practice, then it defeats the purpose.
Are they doing the work?
In some cases, yes.
And we all have a stake in that.
Well, what would you like me to do?
Nothing. I'll take care of it. Take
is somebody else going to maintain it?
Well, we'll drag them out there to do it. If they don't do it, then we have to step in and make sure that the item's taken care of. In many cases, they go out there.
So how is the dollar value being calculated that it's going to Westchester County? They're going to get a bill for stuff that they didn't do, and then Westchester's going to pay them for it.
Millie's going to stop that.
Yeah.
Millie's got that now.
I mean, that's not going to fly, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're not going to know except you're here, right?
Right.
So I would just, it wouldn't behoove us to start that because nobody else will give a crap either. You know, you don't want to be paying people for not doing the work.
Right.
It's not good for the practices.
Right, and I don't think Vinny wants to be paying people for not doing the work.
Vinny's just sitting there right now, listening.
Vinny looks about 20 years younger without that beard there.
I feel 20 years older after that. 2012, to be honest.
Like you said, in some cases they were doing the work but not documenting the expense. So
yes.
Yeah.
That is a frequent occurrence between all of your municipalities.
Right.
I will say that.
Right.
That happens very often, and that we then have to play catch up with the town or the highway superintendent and say, okay, well, what was going on? Let's get through this, because there's obvious work that was done, but you know, record keeping is constantly being addressed.
What's the date I should expect a bill for the town of Cornwall?
I would say middle of February is fair, probably even earlier. We're pretty close to just finalizing everything.
And if I can get a number, because my controller was asking for it, so they can come with the funds from 2022, if you can give me at least a general number, I can bump it up by 5%.
Yeah, the Easter party.
Easy enough. Yeah.
What's that?
It's the day of our Easter party.
Yeah, too. Right. You need a grill. Right, so to wrap up, each town will receive a packet, including pictures of corrective measures that we expect to see going into this calendar year to make sure everything gets updated and kept whole, and that's all.
So for like North Salem, have you guys gone out and said, yes, the work is good, or it's subpar, or it's better than you, I mean, have you given us that type of feedback?
Yeah, I'll be sending that out in a couple weeks.
Okay, and that goes to the superintendent of highways and the supervisors, or?
We can send it to whoever wants to see it.
I would copy both if you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's electronically, so that we know, because sometimes we're not going to hear if it's subpar.
Right.
No.
We're never going to hear if
it's subpar. Never going to hear if it's subpar.
Yeah, that way.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. The NSMU-01, is that... what date is that now? Start? Is it March? Is it as soon as it's dry?
They're already in the process.
Oh, they're there on site right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad you came to the meeting.
Huh?
I'm glad you came to the meeting.
No, it's a big, she gave us certain weeks to do the work in.
The SAM 1015, right, Woodcrest Terrace?
Yep.
Is that a go for spring?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, there's one last installation agreement that we need to do with a property owner next door to Mr. Dashiell.
Yep.
Because we're working through how we're going to affect a tree line.
Yeah, there's a tree line right there.
So that's the last one. Okay. And then we are ready to go.
What's the total cost and I know it's like $250 or $270 for the work, but...
Including engineering, I think if we just called it 400 even, that sounds about right.
Anyone else? Other business? Chris, do we need to talk about MB-1000? Can't MB-1000? Or do you want to do that in executive session? Or not at all? We had the conversation about the appraisal number.
Yeah. I thought we were going to do that in February, but if you want to do it now, we can do it now.
No, we can do it in February.
Don't
rush.
Do you, we wanted to circulate information, right, so that we can review that number again. We can talk about the number. I mean, Kevin, if you have the data, I don't have the data in front of me, but.
So let's back up.
But I think it's an executive session from the perspective of if you're negotiating a number, you know, maybe that's a discussion you don't want to have, you know, in a foilable record, so that, you know, you're talking about what you're going to pay somebody else for this cost. So you might want to go into executive session for the purpose of, so this is a real estate acquisition is basically what it is, a determination of value that would be affected by having the discussion in public, and that's what you would say in the motion, Linda.
I got all that. I was just asking if you wanted to do it today or next in February.
I mean, we could do it today. I mean, maybe it's good to do it today.
I'm intrigued now. So.
Yeah, let's go ahead. And
you piqued our curiosity.
Think everybody about this.
And you not mention that, I would have been happy to do it.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session